Hello, my name is Claire Von Inns, and I am the Human Capital Specialist at the Association for Talent Development, focusing on organizational and employee development. Today, I will be speaking with Nancy Appleman-Vassell on the topic of coaching. Nancy has more than 20 years of experience delivering training, organizational development, executive coaching, and corporate consulting. She aims to increase employee effectiveness and engage others. Nancy, it's a pleasure to speak with you today.
Thank you so much, Claire. I'm delighted to be here today.
So let's just jump right in. What's all this buzz about coaching in organizations we hear about today?
Yeah, you know, it's really a major buzz. And it started probably about 20 years ago, but at a very, very low level. And now it's the competitive advantage. It's how to retain employees. So you have all these folks that are in an organization, and they want to grow and develop. And there's not the bandwidth necessarily for the manager to be able to sit with the 15 or 20 people that they're working with on a day-to-day basis. And so, in lots of organizations, they have created positions like a performance coach or a talent coach. And so that allows a person to have either a weekly coaching session, or maybe they work with somebody for about a month or 3 months on some areas that are getting in the way of them being as successful as they can be. And it is definitely a competitive advantage, because at the organizations that I go into, they talk a lot about how, oh, I'm really excited about this. My boss has said that has approved my ability to be able to have a coach.
Nancy, have you ever had a coach yourself? And if so, what was that experience like for you? Did you get a lot of development out of that?
Absolutely. I'm first of all, a firm believer that if I teach this stuff, I ought to be doing it myself. And so in my career, I've had several coaches. And one was when I was a brand new manager, and I had been an individual contributor, and I had been working with this, been a peer to the people on my team. Now, all of a sudden, I'm the manager of that group. And so I got a coach that worked with me that would sit in on my team meetings, and after those team meetings would give me some feedback, and then we would explore what were the areas that I was already strong in and I could continue to build that strength, and then what were the areas that maybe I was blind to the fact that it wasn't working. And I found it to be extremely helpful, because it happened to be somebody that wasn't internal in the organization. So we really built this trusting relationship where I could just really, in essence, pour my heart out if I wanted to, you know, in terms of frustrations or things that I was scared about. It was really great.
Yeah, that's awesome that you were able to build such a strong relationship with your coach. I think trust is definitely a key factor when it comes to having a good relationship with a coach. And if you're able to, you know, grow and develop, the only way you can do that is if you feel comfortable talking to them about some of these deeper problems you might have.
Yeah, and Claire, I just have to tell you, this one piece of feedback that the coach gave me was that when we were in a team meeting, I would ask a question of my team because I was looking for them to give me input, and then I would speak. And he said to me, as soon as you open your mouth, Nancy, you have completely shifted where that group is going to go. As soon as you open your mouth, you're the manager, they're listening to you as if you've got the answer. That was so profound for me.
Yeah, that's awesome. And Nancy, I think that you've been a coach yourself as well. So what's it like being on the other end? What's, you know, the most challenging part?
Yeah, and that's a great question, Claire, because in fact, I just taught the ATD certificate program, coaching certificate program earlier this week, and the same thing that has been hard for me as a coach was hard for the folks in the class as well, which is not being a solution provider. It's like really just being a listener. Because when you listen, when you're sitting across from someone, the coachee, and they start talking about what the challenge is or where they're stuck, most of us want to be fix-it people, right? So we want to just say, hey, I got the answer for you. Here it is. And that is the hardest part, is I say to people, you need to zip your lip. The coachee needs to get that aha themselves.
Yeah, I think it's hard to not give advice just in our everyday lives, not just when we're doing coaching.
Well put, well put. I absolutely agree with that. And that was consistent. I saw it so profoundly this week. It probably, there were 23 people in the class and probably 17 of them. As soon as I was talking about, you know, the need to not fix the problem and just listen, they were just, you could just, oh, they were like, yeah, that is so hard. Because I just want to tell them, look, I know the answer. Can't do it.
Yeah, absolutely. And so you mentioned you were teaching the ATD coaching certificate program. Could you talk to that a little bit more? You know, who, what kind of people were there? What did they gain from the course? I'd just love to hear a little bit more about it.
Sure. I love the program, first of all, and I'm one of the newest facilitators for the course, and I'm just absolutely enjoying it. And the population seems to be a wide range of different industries and also different interests. And what I mean by that is some of them are already coaching, like they've been given this role, but they don't necessarily have all the skills. And then there are some that are feeling like, hey, I might be wanting to make a career shift over time, like I'm currently a trainer or I'm currently an HR person, and I think I want to get into solely doing coaching. And I think that what makes the program special is the fact that it provides the framework. It gives you all, I think, the steps to coaching. So it's how to come up with that agreement, how to engage in that agreement, what are the expectations, what can the coachee expect, what will you do as a coach. It also is, I think, great at providing some models, the coaching model, the coaching map, and lets you get some practice in terms of, you know, how do you coach somebody? And what are the kinds of questions do you need to ask? And they, in the course, they talk about the fact that it's powerful questions. They're thought-provoking questions that really get to the heart of what's going on for the person. And the other thing that I really think is valuable for the program and that I've heard from the participants is practice, you know, because practice and more practice and more practice is going to help you get the skills that you need. And so they work with a case study. They also work with their own situation that's going on. And then there's lots of question and answers. And because there's a wide range, I think, of experience in the room, it's not only the facilitator that's providing the expertise, but it's also the colleagues that are in the room that are able to share, hey, you know, I had that situation, and here's how some of the questions that I used. Or being able to paraphrase back what you've heard people say. So they get a lot of practice with that as well.
That's great. I think getting that experiential learning piece is definitely one of the biggest components of the course. I mean, it's one thing to, you know, say, don't give feedback. It's another to actually practice not giving feedback to someone in real time.
Yes.
What would you say was one or two of the biggest takeaways you've seen students getting from this course?
So at the end of the program, let me go back. So at the beginning of the program, we ask them what will success look like. So I will know that I've been successful because this is what I want. This is what I'm going to learn. And then at the end of the program, we ask them whether or not it's been met. And what I heard repeatedly just the other day is how I walked in not knowing what to do, and I'm walking out equipped with a toolkit and lots of resources that are going to help me be successful. I think the other thing that I heard repeatedly was asking powerful questions, not providing the answers. And I think that the role of the facilitator, and I know that I've had the opportunity to sit in on a couple other facilitators teaching this program, that the facilitator's stories and examples really help the participants as well. In terms of, because a lot of times we're, you know, working in an organization, we only think our organization has all these different types of challenges or experiences. And by being able to hear from somebody who's worked in many different organizations to say, here's an example in this type of industry, it's the same as this industry and so forth, was very helpful for people as well. I heard from some of the participants, you know, they wished it was a 3-day program. which I thought was a indicator of, you know, another day of practice, they would have loved that as well.
Absolutely. Usually people are eager to get out of there and go back to doing their work.
It's a nice switch. As I said to the participants the other day, I want to thank you all for being active learners and not being prisoners or vacationers. I appreciate it that much.
Absolutely. Like, absolutely.
Yeah. The other thing, Claire, I just wanted to tell you is that from feedback is people felt like the material, the richness of the material, so many resources and the appendices and the lots of different checklists and so forth were really very helpful.
Awesome. Yeah, those programs, they provide a lot of content in a lot of different areas and definitely a lot of opportunities to learn no matter what the learning style is of the people that are there.
And I think that, you know, it's just, you know, I think that that's really the majority of what I heard this week and what I also heard earlier in the year when I was delivering the program as well. And I think that a couple of people were also asking about the new Expert Coach program.
Mm-hmm.
Like, how is that different and how does that build upon the coaching certificate program?
Mm-hmm.
And so I encouraged them to contact ATD about that.
Yes, absolutely. That is the route they should go. Well, Nancy, it has been a pleasure speaking with you this afternoon. Is there any other bit of wisdom or advice you'd like to share with our listeners in regards to coaching or becoming a coach?
I think that it's a great profession to be part of in the year 2016 and beyond, because I think that it's only going to continue to grow and that everybody needs a coach.
Nancy, it was a pleasure speaking with you today. You can find additional information on ATD Coaching Certificate by visiting td.org/education. For additional content from the Human Capital community, please visit td.org/humancapital and follow us on Twitter at @ATD Human Cap. Thank you for listening, everyone, and have a great rest of your day.